Heidi and Frank show, one of the most exciting fighters in the UFC, Chael Sonnen, is on the phone with us. Hello, Chael.
Well, hello back.
Hey, Chael.
It's good to talk to you. If you're ever out here in Los Angeles, you got to stop in and hang out with us on the show. But I know you're a busy man with everything going on. You got this Ultimate Fighter reality series coming up where you're going to be one of the coaches. Hello.
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate that. The ratings are through the roof. The show is doing outstanding. We're very proud of it. It's on FX on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Nice of you to mention that.
Now, did you, I mean, as far as, like, I've seen that, watched that show many times. Yeah. It's like its 17th season or something like that. And some guys are great fighters, but they're not great coaches. I mean, as far as, like, you, have you had experience coaching in the past, or is this something new to you?
You're really right, and a lot of guys just don't want to be there, and a lot of coaches really misunderstand the job. The show isn't about them. If you want the show to be about you, have the courage to enter the tournament. Have the courage to fight 4 men in 4 weeks. I didn't, and neither did John Jones. We had the courage to stand along the sidelines and yell instructions to the guys with the courage to enter the tournament. So we will do that. We will be coaches. We will act like men and adults. We will not treat the facility like it's a frat house. And it's like everything else in this sport. Eventually, Chael Sonnen has to come along and show the guys how it should have been happening the whole time anyway.
And that's why I think fans love you so much, because you are just an outspoken guy and you're a great fighter. You have the mouth, and the actual ability to back up what you say. And you're going to be fighting John Bones Jones as like, this is not going to be at the finale for the show, but this is going to be later on. But it's like after the whole series and everything, it's the culmination of you guys fighting for the light heavyweight championship.
Yeah, we're going to fight. It's known as the most anticipated and biggest fight in the division history, which is the light heavyweight division. And we're going to fight on April 27th. The show sold out in 22 minutes, which is a record time for North America.
Wow.
And it's going to be a tough match. But,
now, do you have similar styles, Chael?
Right now.
Do you have similar styles?
Right now is time for the tournament to unfold for these guys that have sacrificed everything to put it all on the line. And they're doing it every Tuesday night on FX.
Now, if you didn't go into the fight game, and you were like an NCAA, you know, wrestler and Greco-Roman guy, now, if you didn't have the UFC to go to, because I was a wrestler in high school. Yeah.
Stop bragging about that.
I was a 98-pounder. they didn't have things like the UFC back then. So for the wrestler who was really good going through college, and, you know, he never had any place to go after that. Now that they have the UFC, I mean, there is some place to go. So that's where you are, and you made a great career for yourself and beyond. Now, if you didn't have the UFC to go to, what was your plan after college for work, your job? What would you have done?
I would be deeply immersed in activity.
In what?
I would be in the streets in my kingdom with my people.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not kidding.
Right, just fighting.
Obviously.
Now, they ask you to come by and do some commentary on the sport because you're such a well-spoken guy. Is that something you can see yourself doing after you retire someday? Hopefully not anytime soon, but someday?
I'm not against it. It isn't my goal. My first love is politics. If I was to be doing any kind of talking or broadcasting, I would much rather discuss politics than mixed martial arts. But I do love mixed martial arts, and I like to talk about it, including this interview right now. This isn't work for me. I enjoy talking about it and what's going on. So if they want to stick a camera on me while I do it and call it a job, okay, but I don't know that that's really work, but it is fun.
Who's your favorite fighter right now, Chael?
Chael P. Sonnen. The same as yours,
Heidi. Right. Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
The same as yours.
I'm rooting for you. Of course.
The
Good
man
answer.
With the biggest arms, the greatest charm that does all the harm.
No kidding. I was Google imaging.
I'm glad that you're okay and you're doing this interview. You left awfully late last night, and let me tell you, Frank, she was drunk.
Yeah, I believe it.
But I always get up and I show up for
glad
work.
That you made it to work, young lady.
Of course, honey.
She could barely walk, though, my friend. Good for you.
Talk about a heavyweight. Wow. I don't know.
Well,
what were we talking about? The Ultimate Fighter on FX every Tuesday at 9 p.m., or do we already get that out there?
No, no. We're going to say it twice. Yeah, The Ultimate Fighter on FX. It's a great series. And if you haven't watched, like I said, it's the longest running reality series for the UFC. And if you haven't watched it yet, it's where it takes 14 combatants and they put them in a house together. They split up into two teams. And these guys from all backgrounds, all walks of life, battle it out. I mean, this is where the hunger is there and they have to live together. So there's that kind of drama. But when it comes down to it, you start caring for these guys and their backstories and to get in the octagon, like you said, Jill, it takes serious guts and balls. And these guys, some of them, it's like, if it doesn't work out here, then I have nothing to go back to. So, I mean, they're fighting for everything.
For the life.
And to watch one, you got to watch this one because of Chael Sonnen, because he is, like you said, the charisma,
everything. Yeah, I appreciate that. And what you're saying, there was a couple of years there where the media called this a reality show.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scratching my head going, the reality is it is a show, but so is the Super Bowl and so are the Olympic Games. This is a very serious competition, and this is a documentary. We documented the toughest tournament in the world. This was only done in a sensationalized film known as Bloodsport, where they brought the baddest dudes from around the world, they put them in one arena, and they had them fight just to figure out who the best was. And that's literally what we've done. We've got four different continents represented. We have seven countries represented, and it's the baddest guys out there. And, somebody will be crowned the Ultimate Fighter, and that person will truly be the Ultimate Fighter.
Thank you so much, Chael. Yeah, the Ultimate Fighter will be shown Tuesday nights at its new regularly scheduled time slot at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And then on April 27th, that Saturday, so like you said, it's already sold out, the UFC 159 Jones versus Sonnen at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Thank you so much, man. If you're ever in L.A., stop by, okay?
No, I appreciate it. And Heidi, try not to text me so late.
I'm sorry, Chael. I'm sorry. I
gotta get.
I can't get enough of you, baby.
But let's keep it at a more professional hour.
All right, honey.
Thank you, man. Good luck.
See you, Chael.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.